Okay, hello and happy Sabbath.
Good morning.
Good morning. Forgive me if I'm a bit sniffly. It's because I've had a close encounter of the third kind with the pollen around here, and it's really taking its toll. But I have one quick announcement before I get started, and that is that it's my best friend Lizzie Pombo's birthday today. So I just want to wish her a happy birthday and remind everyone to give her an extra hug, too. Okay, so I have recently passed my one-year anniversary of being here in Oakhurst in this church. And it's a yay for me, too. So this past year has been really, really amazing. It's been, I've seen the Lord's hand work in so many incredible ways in my life that it's really blown me away. And so I want to share with you kind of a continuation of my testimony of when I came here, what God has done in my life, and how he's used all of you to be a huge part of that for me. So before I start, let's open with prayer. If you'd bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Lord, I can share the message you've given me. I just pray that you would pour your spirit upon me. Help me to share this the way that you intended it to be shared, Lord. I pray that you'd speak through me. I pray that you would bless me and all those that are here, Lord, at this Sabbath day. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so I came to Oakhurst a year ago, and I came here because I had a really bad, tough time back home, and so I needed to get away. I needed something. I needed a new life. I needed something different. So the Lord worked it out for me to come here, and I came here not knowing anyone except my grandparents. They live here, and that's why I came, but I didn't know anyone. I didn't know what to expect. I just knew I needed to get away, and so I came. And I came, though, looking for something. I was searching not only for a new life, but I was searching for something else, too. There was something inside me that was yearning for something, and I didn't even really know what it was. But I just knew something was missing. And so my grandmother works with Callie Wig at the pregnancy center. And so they were having a volunteer appreciation dinner or something like that over there one night. And so I went with my grandma, and I got to meet her coworkers. So I was introduced to Tom and Callie. And I just thought they were really sweet people. And so we were talking, and towards the end of the evening, they told me that they were Seventh-day Adventists, and they invited me to come to the church and to one of the evangelistic meetings that was going on at that time. And I thought to myself, well, you know, why not? Why not give it a try? Why not see? So I came to one of the Wednesday night meetings down at Holbrook Hall. And that was when I first met Pastor Steve and all of the young adults here in the church. And I really enjoyed the meeting. Like, it was really good, and it was encouraging. But more than that, what stood out to me was the people. It was all of you. For me, I immediately felt welcomed, and it was like everyone was so loving and kind, and that was really huge for me at that time. So when I came, my attention was more drawn to all of you than to the service. And after meeting all of you, I realized what it was more exactly that I was looking for and that I was missing in my life. And for me, it was love. It was just wanting to feel accepted, that, like, feeling like I was worth something, because prior to that I didn't feel those things at all. So that was kind of what I was searching for. And so when I came here and met all of you, I found out that that's what it was. And I found that here in you. You were all so welcoming and loving, and you treated me like family from the start. So, of course, I came to church the next Sabbath and got to know even more of you and had more interaction. And I just realized, this is amazing. This is how it's really supposed to be in church. I just really couldn't believe how loving and welcoming everyone was here. And it really made a huge impact on my life. And everyone was just so sweet. Like, I remember my first Sabbath, I noticed everyone was working really hard in the kitchen. So I went to go see if there was something I could help do. And I ended up washing the dishes with Charlie and Peggy Chavez. And I got to know them a little bit better. And I just realized, they're just so sweet. Everyone here is just so sweet and loving and kind. And it really changed me. It really did. It really changed my life. So, this love that I felt here really turned my life around. And so I want to go to a scripture real quick. It's in Matthew 5. If you turn with me to Matthew 5. It's going to be up on the screen too. Chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. It says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." After coming to this church and experiencing the love that is just abounding here, I realized that that's the light that we as Christians are supposed to be bringing to this world. The love that I felt here, it was different from anything else, and that's only because it was God loving through you. It was God shining through you. He was the light that you were reflecting. And for me, going through a really horrible and traumatic experience and coming into this, it was everything that I needed. It really was. Again, it was God shining through you to a soul that really felt empty and like alone in the dark. It was a scary place to be. So I realized that I found that love here, and I realized that this is where I want to stay. And I thought to myself, these people are so loving. How do they get that? How do they have that? What is it? And I realized that it's just that you were all so real. You were real about God. You were real about Christianity. You walked the walk. You know, you did it right. You lived by the Bible. And that was Christ reflecting. You were reflecting Christ in your life, just being who you were. If you go to John, go with me to John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 12. It says, "Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." He is that light that we are supposed to reflect to this world. That's how we can be lights to this world. And it really showed me that there is something to this. I mean, it can be real like that for me. And so your example, you were the example to me of how we can be a light to the world. And that really made an impact on me, because I said, okay, then I want that. I want to be able to do that for someone else. You all did that for me. I want to be able to do that for someone. that's how I realized that this love is how we can reach a dying world. And this is life-changing. This, it changed my life. This is how we are able to be the lights to this world and to help change other lives. So when I came here and experienced this love, I said, Lord, this is what I want. I want to stay here. I want to stay in this love. And through Pastor Steve and my grandparents and many of you, he gave me a life here, something that I really wasn't expecting because I didn't know what I was going to find here. But it happened. Everything just fell into place. And now here I am, and I have a job, I have a home, everything has worked out. But it was because of that love that you showed to me that life actually even started for me. So looking back on all of this now, over this year's time of where God has brought me, I can't help but think to myself, how many other people are out there in this world that are in the same place that I was then, that are searching for something, that are needing something more. You know, how many souls are just needing to feel loved and have hope for their future? Because I know what it's like to be on that side, and it's not fun. Seeing that love in all of you, it sparked it in me, and now I have a burden to share that with people of this, in this world. The impact that this can have on lives is amazing to me, because we all have a light to share, and it's different and unique to each character, personality, and different experience in life that you've gone through. And so we each have something to share individually. We each have that reflection of Christ, and it's in a different way, so it reaches people differently. And so when I came here, all of you having that, it was like, whoa, every avenue of that was covered for me. It was like, I felt so loved that I didn't even know what to do with it all. I mean, it was huge for me, because that's what I needed to heal and to keep going in life. So knowing that every number one of us as Christians has that light to share, coming together as a whole and as a church, it's that much brighter and that much stronger and reflect Christ that much more. So, I mean, if you think about this, this was what was really huge for me, is because we have something that can help change lives, that can help change this world. It changed mine, and it's become a reality for me. And so, I just think to myself, God has given this to us. He's given us this blessing and this ability to share that with people and to change lives like mine was changed. And so, I mean, coming to this church and realizing that that is something real, something that I can have and something that everyone in this world can have, it's huge. And I just want to be able to share that with people now. Now, I mean, being here and having that sparked in me, that kind of a light, that kind of a love for people, I just have a burden, and I want to share that with this world, knowing that it has such a huge effect for those who are broken and hurt. All they need is love to get started on their way. So, for me, it took a divine appointment with Tom and Callie to invite me to come to this church and experience that. So how many other people are out there that might just need to be invited? How many other people out there could just need to see that. Just see that there is something real, that there is a love out there, that there is something, that there is a life that brings joy and happiness. That's what I needed to see for my life to be turned around. And I saw that here. So I just want to thank you as my church family for being that for me, for being the instrument that God used to change my life, to help me, to turn things around for me from being darkness and gloom to being something so bright and beautiful that it is today. And I really thank God for each and every one of you, because it's been huge. I didn't know if I could even have a future, honestly. But through you, God has given me something that has been a huge blessing. So, you know, as Christians, God has given us what this world needs, and it's that light, that love, that we reflect Christ to this world. And we need to get it out there. There are people that just need to be loved. Now I know, experiencing this, now I feel like I know how to reflect Christ to this world. You made that real for me. And so, I just want to encourage everyone God has given you something so amazing. So don't let it just sit there. Do what it says in Matthew 5. Let it shine. Get out there and let people see that. Let people see God through you. It has a huge impact on lives. It totally changed mine. So, I mean, it's just been, it's been amazing to me to see in this year's time of what something so simple, just a simple invitation, can change. Some people just need to be invited to have a life. So I, now experiencing that and having that sparked in me, I want to be able to use that to share with this world. I want to be able to get out there and help people. Get them out of that pit that this world brings. So, I want to use that light, and I want Christ to shine through me, that I can be an example to this world, and as Christians to do what we're called to do, and that's to shine. So that's my choice. And if that is your choice also, I just ask that you raise your hand with me and bow your heads as we close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for what you've done in my life. I thank you for showing me life. Thank you for showing me something real. Thank you for giving me hope for my future, Lord. And I know that there are people out there that just need that same thing. They just need to see it. They just need to feel loved in order to have a future. So, Lord, I just pray that you would use us, Lord, as we've all made the choice to serve you, to be a light to this world. I pray that you would please help us to shine that light, to reflect you to this dying world, Lord. Help us to be your witnesses. Use us, Lord, to be your tools. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.